Ministry impact continues to be felt in Iraq despite hard conditions. A driving passion towards scripture translation moves new programs into South Asia. And a new year brings new initiative for hurting families. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Violence between Sunni and Shia Muslims in Iraq predictably rose in the days following Saddam Hussein's execution. Open Doors USA's Carl Moeller says it's the force behind the continued exodus of the church.
That creates a huge problem because the church is fleeing in large numbers, and that is creating an increased vacuum of buffer between the Sunni and Shia factions throughout Iraq, and that is only increasing the violence as those two factions are dedicated to each other's destruction.
Moeller says Open Doors is making an impact with continued scripture distribution. They're changing the face of the book market throughout the country, especially among the children.
The children are the most impacted by these Bibles because they've never had a children's Bible. Most of them have never, ever had a book that had pictures along with the stories. And working with an Arab publisher, we've been able to produce a Bible that is absolutely beautiful, and these kids just light up on it.
Next, 2007 is kicking off with a bang for evangelism. First, it was InterVarsity's Urbana 06. Now, this week, it's Passion 07 being held in Atlanta, Georgia. Over 21,000 students from 32 different countries are gathered to renew their vision and dedication to discipleship and ministry. Many college students, themselves financially struggling, will also be helping to raise funds for holistic evangelism projects from wells in Africa to Bible translation in Indonesia. Passion 07 runs through tomorrow. You're listening to Mission Network News. Wycliffe Bible Translator's driving passion is to get God's Word into every language. Trevor works in Southern Asia with Wycliffe, where they're taking a different approach to translation work. He says he's more like a translation consultant and facilitator.
The hope is that we could get three or four languages that are very similar to come together at one time with a few representatives that I could train them in translation skills. They can be together to encourage each other and work together on different things that come up, different issues. And then they'll go back to their own people group, their own language, to work on the actual translation project.
Trevor's wife, Sam, is taking on the literacy side of things.
The reason why it's really exciting where we're working is that instead of me being one literacy worker to one language, me and the other literacy workers then are able to service many different languages in the country. And we're doing it as a team, and so in that way it's not like an isolated effort, but then we can connect with more people.
It's about training and empowering nationals to do translation and literacy work themselves. Meanwhile, the beginning of this new year also brings with it a worldwide initiative that has organizers hoping it'll become a movement. Sammy Tippett Ministries has been burdened for those families with unsaved loved ones and has produced material that focuses specifically on prayer.
Our heartbeat is to see families around the world come to Christ. We feel like the greatest tool of evangelism is through relationships. When we share Christ with others in our family, they're more open to the gospel. We can see God do a tremendous thing.
Tippett believes in the power of prayer and says there are a lot of hurting people with burdens for family members. A new website will offer material on how to pray effectively.
There you'll find the various materials. We have a book, a workbook. We have a DVD for small groups, for Bible studies and churches and so forth. But we also have a 40-day prayer calendar.
You can get more information by going to prayingforyourfamily.com. And finally, despite harsh conditions, the scriptures are still getting into the hands of the people in India. A typhoon in earlier 2006 caused significant water damage, exacerbating leaking roofs, peeling paint, and crumbling walls. Repairs had to be made to the nearly century-old facilities housing Audio Scripture Ministries' partner. But the conditions didn't disrupt the gospel reaching the people of Bangalore. Despite the ministry space challenge, the World Cassette Outreach Program is moving forward. Plans are in the works to construct a new building to house the ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get a free copy of Brother Andrew's prayer guide called Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power. It'll give you tips on empowering prayer, especially for persecuted believers around the world. You can get Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828, or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Bliss.